be questioned under oath. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump will today be deposed in New York.
Part of the New York Attorney General's long-running civil investigation into his real estate dealings. The Trump Organization is accused of misstating the value of assets like golf courses and skyscrapers, as well as misleading lenders and tax officials.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Former President Trump wrote online early this morning, it's a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. On the heels of the FBI raid in his Mar-a-Lago, Florida residence. Fox's Griff Jenkins says
his attorneys were reportedly not allowed to be present during the raid. Agents seizing some 12 boxes of materials, including notes from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, a letter from Barack Obama, a cocktail napkin, and a birthday dinner menu. Meanwhile, as Trump also faces new scrutiny over his personal taxes, a group of GOP House members huddled with him and say the former president is ready for a fight.
And if anything, it paves the way for Donald Trump to unify the party once again and run for president.
Congressman Jim Banks tells Fox the former president has now made up his mind about that 2024 run. And while Republicans demand answers from the Justice Department on the raid amid a probe into White House classified records, sources tell Fox there are growing threats online aimed at the FBI director and agents and the attorney general. Later this hour, we'll find out how bad inflation was last month. Economists predict consumer prices did not rise quite as much as June's 40-year high.
The key driver, falling gas prices. But prices for staples like food and rent are still high, so no dramatic inflation dips are expected.
Fox's Jill Nato. The price of gas has dropped 57 days in a row, and a full dollar from June's record high. AAA's national average for regular now $4.01 per gallon, which is still 82 cents more than a year ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More Trump-backed candidates won primaries in Wisconsin. Tim Michaels beat Rebecca Clayfish, who was endorsed by ex-Vice President Pence. And Michaels will try to unseat Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
From my first day in office to my very last day as governor, jobs and the economy are going to be my number one priority.
Brad Finstad won a special election to fill a vacant House seat in Minnesota, replacing Congressman Jim Hagedorn, who died earlier this year. Also in Minnesota, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar narrowly beat back a primary challenge from a more moderate Democrat, Don Samuels. More buses of migrants who came to the U.S. illegally have just arrived this morning in New York City.
This has obviously launched a war of words between Governor Greg Abbott and the city of New York. The Abbott has been accused of sending migrants here who have arrived illegally to New York City, essentially without any of their consent, sending them here even though they don't want to be here.
Fox's Brian Yenis at the bus station. Governor Abbott, a Republican, has also sent migrants to Washington, D.C., blaming Biden policies for a surge of migrants crossing the border. Opening statements are today in Michigan at the retrial of two men charged with plotting to kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The search for a killer in New Mexico may be over.
Albuquerque police arrest 51-year-old Muhammad Saeed in connection with two recent fatal shootings of Muslim men.
We think there might be involvement in two other homicide cases. Those are still considered open and active, but we're working on more evidence testing and more interviews to continue to build that case with the prosecutor's office.
Deputy Commander Kyle Hartsock. Four Muslim men have been killed in the city since November. Saeed charged with two of the homicides, but officials say he is the prime suspect in all four.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. On Wall Street, ahead of the inflation report, stock futures have been rising modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.